Now we're going to go from tape to steps. Bev Baggio is here. Hi, Bev.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And thankfully, your event is next week, not this week. And hopefully the weather will be a little bit better. We'll get all the rain out of the way. But you're here representing the Step Trek Committee. And tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening. This is a great event celebrating some of the grand public staircases throughout Pittsburgh and especially the South Side, right?
That's right. Very few people know that the city of Pittsburgh has 712 sets of public stairways. So we're pretty fortunate in that. And the Southside Slopes, which is the neighborhood I live in, has one of the highest concentrations.
It's amazing.
So the Step Trek, yeah, the Step Trek is really fun, and it's fun for kids. Always since we started 9 years ago, kids under 12 are free. It's a lot of exploring. There's a lot to see. The neighborhood folks that live there, the purpose of the Step Trek is to keep our public stairways safe and clean and open for travel. But what's fun about visitors that come is there are a lot of unexpected views. We're high on a hillside, and we get a lot of great views of the city and Oakland, and you really don't expect them like you do on Mount Washington.
Yeah, and what I think some people don't know is these steps are true, legitimate city rights of way, just like streets or alleys. Many of them have names, and sometimes if you get a map, it might give the name of the staircase, and depending on the map, you might be driving and think it's a street you can turn onto, but instead it's a flight of steps.
We call them paper streets because on paper they're streets, but when you're actually in front of them, they are staircases. And there's one right near my house. It's called Yard Way. And when you start it at the top of the hill, it's a road. And then after about a block, then it's 311 steps all the way down to Kaya Street.
So this is a good way to get fit or to stay fit. And it's going to be happening October 4th. That is 1 week from today, right?
Right. It's next Sunday, noon to 4.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow, I should say. Yeah.
Yeah. And there are free refreshments. We give out water, watermelon, oranges, and bananas so you can have a snack. But we give everyone a book of maps, and you go at your own pace. And there are three different courses to choose from. And you get to walk through Southside Park, which happens to be a 64-acre park right in the middle of the Southside Slopes. A lot of people don't know it's there.
This sounds like just a great event. It gives you lots of opportunity to see and enjoy the steps. Anything else special that's going to be happening in addition to the time spent in the park?
Well, we have at the staging area, which is at 21st and Josephine Streets in the old former Southside Hospital parking lot, which is now the UPMC Mercy Southside Outpatient Center. We have a band there, and we all also have a little marketplace where local businesses will be selling their wares. So there's stuff to see at the staging area. Along the routes, there are open houses from realtors so that you can walk around, then explore a house, then walk some more. We have water stops. We also have massage for $1 a minute if you just are getting tired from walking and need a little massage.
What a great time this is going to be. Now, you can go to steptrek.org for more information, or you can go to southsideslopes.org to learn more about life on the South Side and what's happening in the Slopes area. It's terrific that you're able to do this. I think it's a good event, and I hope you have a great turnout. Anything else you'd like to mention, Bev?
No, that's it. We just love to have a lot of visitors come see our neighborhood and spend the day with us. It's a
great.
Really good time.
Well, thank you so much for taking time. I know it's a very busy morning for you, so I appreciate your taking time to speak with us today. And best of luck.
Thank you for having us.
Take care.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
It's a week from tomorrow. Step Trek from noon until 4. You can go to steptrek.org for additional information. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start.